There are those who would call this the most competitive division in the NFL, the NFC East. Certainly, it's one that's seen a lot of change this offseason. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, my loyal co-host, Chris. And we're about ready to tell you a little bit about the changes in the places that is this division. Let's go ahead and lead it off with the problem child of this division, the Washington Redskins. They lost, well, not they ever really had defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth, but also defensive end Andre Carter and quarterback Donovan McNabb, who jumped over to the Vikings. They do acquire Atogwe Asiomogu Atogwe at the safety position. Quarterback John Beck, who we've not seen since 2009. Yeah, he didn't play in 2010, but he's going to be the starter.
Oh, that was the Dolphins project. That correct. Was it. Let's get John Beck. Yeah, that lasted.
Yeah, I
whole,
saw him live.
What,
he was awful. Yeah, in 2009.
Yeah. They drafted him in 2008.
Right. They really started playing in 2009, back when Cam Cameron was their coach. Do pick up receivers Jabari Gaffney and Dante Stallworth, and running back Tim Hightower. On the pup list, though, kind of a big deal for them. Safety LeBron Landry. Look, I'm not going to pull any punches here. At quarterback, your choices are John Beck or Rex Flippin' Grossman. Your hopes are none. 0-6, 1-15 for the Washington Redskins. Chris?
I got them 2-4 in division because some way the Giants will blow a game against them again like usual. I got them beating the Cowboys one game. I got them 5-11 overall.
Fan optimism at its finest,
yeah,
folks.
As I said, my math probably on some of these games is messed up. I admit that. I got some teams beating some teams again. So, I mean, if you add them all up, I didn't put too much work into that. I'm calling out now. So, their bonus games, NFC East plays NFC West and the AFC East. So, their bonus games are the Panthers and the Vikings. I got them beating the Vikings.
Okay, wow. So. That's pretty embarrassing to weasel there, yeah. I'm sure. With that, we'll head over to Dallas. I got to tell you, of all 32 teams, Dallas was the toughest one to gauge because they have that problem of they've got talented names on the roster, but they continue to underperform year in and year out. They did lose receiver Roy Williams, who was essentially replaced by the rookie who was carrying his pads last year, or at least refusing to do so, Dez Bryant. Let me pop quiz you on this. Better quarterback, Tony Romo or Philip the Fraud?
Which division?
Just in general. we'll set up the scenario as you got one game to win, and it's it's one of these two quarterbacks. Yeah.
I know your game. I'm going to go with Philip Rivers because I don't like Tony Romo.
That's really hard for me. I probably would go towards Rivers just because, I mean, he's more consistent, but he's more consistent against crap. So, I don't know. That's a really tough choice. I think it's going to be one of those where it depends on what day it is. Today, I'd pick Philip Rivers, but I could see the advantage to picking Romo. If I knew the opponent, I could probably give you a better answer. But in any case, they lost Roy Williams to the Bears. I don't really see any other really noteworthy acquisitions here myself. Jason Garrett, the new coach, seems to be changing things. There was a linebacker, I believe, Brady James, who actually called out his team by saying, though the Cowboys teams of the past, the Staubachs, the Aikmans, those two regimes, have made the Cowboys, quote, America's team, but lately this group has only been called America's team and has done nothing to earn it. I think that's absolutely right. I do respect that they have that sent that this linebacker said that this sentiment exists. However, they're going 4-2 in the division, and they're going 9-7 overall, a game short of the playoffs in my bracket. Chris?
I got them going 3-3 in division. I got them 8-8 overall.
Okay, so you're one game off of me. Which probably means you have the Giants sweeping them.
Yeah, it's looking like that. Wait, no. I think they're splitting with them.
Okay, so you got the Eagles sweeping them then.
Yeah, I got the Eagles sweeping them.
Okay. Okay. So with that, we'll head over to Chris's team, the Giants. Two significant losses. There are some who would probably argue that Plaxico Burress is a loss technically because they had the rights to him first, or it gets really complicated. But Plax really hasn't been a factor because of his jail sentence. Only recently has he been released. Only this season would he have had an impact upcoming. They did lose tight end Kevin Boss and receiver Steve Smith. Two pretty big losses, but they have a pretty good receiver core. I don't know how they're going to replace Kevin Boss. That's a tough one for me. And they have some injuries in the secondary. I think they have enough secondary help to survive. I think they'll do enough damage with that. Have you looked through the depth chart of defensive ends for the Giants? It's absolutely ridiculous. Even if Osei Umenyiora doesn't come back, they still have Justin Tuck. They still have Cameron Wimbley. They still are not Wimbley. I'm sorry, Matthias Kiwanuka.
Yeah.
They still have
Kiwanuka is a starting outside linebacker.
Okay,
but they can move him up there. Yeah, but they've done still it got Jason Pierre-Paul.
And I was going to get
they
to
got,
him. Right.
Tollefson that they re-signed as well. That's been on the team for a while.
I can't speak for him as much because we don't see him as much. But I mean, take Umenyiora out of it. You got Justin Tuck. You got Pierre-Paul. You got Kiwanuka in there. That's a good group. So I still think they have enough defense to overcome. I see 4-2 in the division. I see 10-6 overall. Chris,
I got them 3-3 in division. I got them 8-8 overall. Because you know, losing Steve Smith, losing Kevin Boss, they have 3 new offensive line starters. So that's gonna get used to kind of.
Yeah, but by the same token, I mean, it was time for that. And not to mention, these guys who are starting now ain't exactly bad.
They play the Saints and the Packers as their bonus games, which aren't really a bonus.
Yeah, I definitely have them losing.
So, NFC West, AFC East, you know, I got them 8-8. They were 10-6 last year.
Apparently have them staying to form. And I won't talk about what's different this year to last quite yet. Which brings us to the Eagles. Now, they lost Kevin Call. They still got Mike Vick. Vince Young is an acquisition as the backup. And their third stringer looks pretty solid, too, in the preseason. Their acquisitions include the following. Okay, so they got Johnny Lee Higgins. Not that returns matter. Who cares? Casey Matthews at linebacker. Ronnie Brown at running back. Antonio Rodgers Cromartie at corner. Nnamdi Asamoah at corner, along with Asante Samuel. This, friends, is an absolutely retarded secondary. They still got Trent Cole on the D-line so that there's a presence of some sorts there.
They picked up Colin Jenkins from the Packers.
Yeah, and that's a big
which
deal.
Which is Chris Jenkins' younger brother.
Right, and that's a D-tackle threat that they've not really had. Right. They did lose Broderick Bunkley, who was a pretty good one. They've replaced him with Jenkins. That's a big deal.
And they also picked up Jason Babin from Tennessee at 12.5 sacks last year.
Oh, I missed that.
So, I mean, their whole defense around, this is a make-or-break Andy Reid. The pressure's on Andy Reid to win with this team. They've got these players intact. Steve Smith coming in for the receivers gives a big target with your speed receivers of Macklin and Deshaun Jackson.
Excellently put. And don't forget, you got Selleck if, for whatever reason, Smith is covered.
Smith's a possession receiver. That's what I always liked about the Giants.
Yeah.
Right, I was saying that last year with the Giants. Is you got to throw the ball to Smith, you win. Every time Smith had more than 5 catches, they won the game.
You did make this
because
point.
Of possession. This year, they've been talking about Andy Reid retiring. This is the year he retires, I feel, regardless. If they win it all or this is just a big flop, he's done. This is like his last year, I believe.
I think if he gets close and doesn't get it, he'll come back. But if they win the Super Bowl, I think you're right that this will happen. I'm not ready to have that discussion yet, mostly because, well, we haven't gotten to the playoffs. But two things that were missing for the Eagles last year. Defense and running game. Now, LaRon McClain,
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy. Thank you. I knew I got that wrong. LeSean McCoy, talented guy. And oh, by the way, they have a committee by adding Ronnie Brown. Awesome. They have a Brian Westbrook light in the form of Ronnie Brown. Absolutely awesome there. Defense, severe upgrade. If Mike Vick can't stay upright, if he gets hurt, Vince Young and their third stringer, I really should know his name, but I don't yet. Talented guys will do enough to win games while Vic is out. I don't see how this team doesn't succeed yet. I can't see a scenario where they aren't. 4-2 division, 13-3 overall. Chris.
I got them going 4-2 in division. I have them 11-5 overall.
Wow.
Because their losses are going to be the two in the division,
right,
which is going to be probably the Cowboys and the Giants, one game each. But their also losses are the Pats, the Jets, and the Falcons.
I think they're going to beat the Pats. I do.
So
I think I have them beating the Pats. I have them beating the Falcons. I think the Jets will actually beat them.
Yeah, I don't think beginning, because I think they play, when do they play the Patriots? I'm looking up their schedule right now. I thought they played them early in the season, I want
to
say.
And if that's the case, that works to the...
No, they play Atlanta early in the season. They play the Patriots week 12, so that's mid-season.
Even still, Philly's a cold-weather team, yeah, too.
I know. No, I'm just saying, usually the Patriots hit their stride towards the end of the season anyway, so...
Well,
I think it's the other way around. I think Philly is going to hit their stride after week 6 or after their bye week. I think right there they're just going to pretty much, well, besides the Jets and the Patriots will have, they're going to win out.
And look, for Vic, his numbers last year were 20-6 for touchdowns and interceptions. If he can maintain that ratio, obviously the production is going to be absolutely retarded. If he can maintain a 2-1 ratio, that'd be great. All these people who are all worried, oh, but there was that preseason game where Vic threw 3 interceptions against the Steelers.
Preseason.
Let's take that off the table. Let's pretend the preseason mattered. Here's what I know. You cited Andy Reid. As a Giant fan, even though you hate playing them Eagles, you know Andy Reid's a good coach. You know that a lot of Vic's problems were throws that he can otherwise make and just didn't in that game. Andy Reid goes to the tape, shows tapes of him making the throws he couldn't in that preseason game, and fixes all the problems, because I believe at that point it's all psychological in the preseason.
But also, he was losing. He didn't have Jeremy Maclin. Jeremy Maclin's been out.
That's a fact.
So that's one. DeSean Jackson's been coming from a foot injury, I think he had, or something like that.
And he was holding out for a while, too, so he hasn't
been straight. Yeah, he was a holdout. Right, that's what it was a holdout. Steve Smith is coming off of an injury right now, so he's not 100%. He wasn't in the game yet. These guys, that's what I say, it's going to take a little while for the defense to work together with all these new defenders in there. That's why I said early in the season, it might be a little tough. I mean, week 1, they got the Rams. I think they can beat that. But week 2, they got the Falcons. I don't think they can win that game.
I think I had them winning that one, yeah.
So they got Falcons, then they got the Giants.
Well, so there's something about Vic playing his old team right then.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. You know, oh yeah, it's in Atlanta also, and
I mean, they still cheer for him there. It's funny.
But they did that last year though, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
When they played that
I don't see it stopping.
So, it's 11-5, 4-2.
Fair enough. But in any case, you have the Eagles winning the division, if I hear you right.
From a Giants fan, I did not say that, but yes.
Didn't say what, exactly. The paper says it. I didn't say nothing. So, with that, we have one last division left to go through. That would be the AFC East, and we'll take you there next episode.